Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Skirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And we're live.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM The Heat, and we have five other stations. And we're on live YouTube as well. You can watch the show afterwards. You do not want to miss the show. If you are driving and you're on TikTok and you love TikTok as much as I do and my co-host Lisa.
Hi. I made it.
Yes, I met a gentleman on TikTok, and his name is Quinn the Eskimo Number 6. I'm so excited because he is here. He drove in from Bradenton, and meet Quinn the Eskimo. And Quinn is here, and he is an amazing artist, a singer, a songwriter. He also has a major contest around the United States to win a trip to Florida. Welcome, Quinn. You are live on 106.1 FM with Dawn Reese and Lisa
awesome.
V.
Awesome. So glad to be here. This is the coolest thing ever.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
When I saw you, all of a sudden my spirit was like, you know what? You should have the winner come on the show from his trip to Florida.
That's right.
Yeah, and make sure that we make a special out of it.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It's super cool, actually.
So yeah. How do they go to the website? How do they enter? Tell us a little bit about your contest.
Yeah, sure. So I'll tell you about it. So, I'll just tell you what Chrissy asked me in the other room. And that's like, why the heck are you doing this, Quinn, the Eskimo?
Right. That's a good question,
and
Chrissy.
And so I'll tell you, like, I came to Florida and I got stuck on Longboat Key during the quarantine.
Oh, what a
and
shame.
And I was like, yeah, exactly.
No, poor you, Longboat
yeah,
Key.
I was like, all my friends were complaining all around the country. And I'm like, dude, this is the best place ever to get quarantined. And so then I just decided to stay and live here
right.
and never leave. And so that's what I'm doing now. And then I got on TikTok in December, and I don't know how it happened, but a lot of people follow me now, I guess. And so what I did is I decided, you know, I'm going to give one of them a trip to Florida. I have a spare room. I'll put up $500 for a couple airline tickets
wow.
and just make somebody happy. And so I decided to do that. And then it kind of got crazy. My buddy Chad, who's not on TikTok, decided he saw all the comments and how it was like making people so happy. So he goes, dude, I want to donate a $200 bar tab.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so Chad donated that. And then Sarasota Party Bus, 941 Limousines, they have a beautiful Sarasota Party Bus. My buddy Lenny from Sarasota Experience, who is part of our community, works for them. He's a driver. He showed his boss,
right?
And his boss was like, I'm donating the party bus.
Oh,
so now
wow.
we have an 18-person party bus.
And I want to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dawn, there's definitely a spot on there for you.
All
you
right.
can broadcast live from the tour bus.
Okay. Oh, hey, we could. good.
And
absolutely.
I hear you're an amazing singer.
Yes, he's going to sing something for us.
We're going to duet some stuff driving down the road.
Yeah, I don't know about amazing, but you know,
I think he's amazing.
I just like to play music. It makes my soul happy.
Well, can we play some music for our drive people that are driving home?
Absolutely, absolutely. What instrument would you like?
The guitar first.
Okay.
He's got this other pan thing going. It's amazing. But I also have some news on TikTok. I'm going to give your winner an hour special with you here at the station.
Ooh, yeah.
On 3FM, 3AM.
That's
also,
right.
Yes, it goes to VH2 TV Network.
Right.
And should I tell the other one?
Yeah, I think you should. The one you just mentioned to me?
Yes.
Because I didn't get the details, so I would love to hear them.
Yes, my husband is a captain, and he is interested in giving away a sailboat ride on the Gulf of Mexico with Quinn and his crew for the
That's
winner.
That's awesome.
So a 37-foot endeavor is now added.
It just gets better. Oh, yeah.
All right, Quinn, take it away. Take it away. And let's,
so great. So I got to tell you about one more prize first, though, because I would be remiss if I didn't do this, because this is a very meaningful prize to me, actually. So my good friend Just Jenny on TikTok was part of those people that were stuck in Texas in the storms with her family.
So was my brother,
No electricity, no water. And I had part of the contest is I've enlisted hundreds of my followers that have clues, and people have to go around and find the clues, and Just Jenny was responsible for one of the clues.
Right.
And she managed to make it without electricity, water, and, you know, dealing with her kids and everything, so she's amazing. But then what she decided to do, because she had been blessed by the experience, she decided to give two $100 gift cards to, this is pretty cool, not the winner, but the most valuable player on Team Quinn. The person who welcomes, because we had a lot of people coming in over the contest, and they didn't know what this Team Quinn thing was all about. And so we wanted to make them feel welcome. And so a lot of my followers just took it upon themselves to grow this community. It's really not me. It's a team effort.
It is. It is a team.
Yeah.
Before you start, you got another team player here that drove all the way in.
I do.
Where did you come from? Tell everybody your name before we go.
I come in from Grants Pass, Oregon, Southern Oregon, near the Redwood Belt. And yeah, I came to support Team Quinn. Love him. He's a good guy, and what he stands for, you can't help from backing a guy up.
That's
so
amazing. And you're in Florida, and you're also a promoter.
Yes.
You help artists.
Absolutely. I have a tour bus currently on tour. It travels the United States. We have 7 states scheduled for now. There are 4 artists on there. We don't guarantee or promise a thing. It's up to them. However, they will be exposed to some pretty big stuff, and I'm thinking a couple of them are probably going to make it. And
Lisa, the reason Lisa's actually so happy, she's a singer.
Are we going to hear you sing too?
I sing Janis Joplin, Rolling Stones.
Oh, dude, Bust a Flat, Baton Rouge.
And give everybody your TikTok name.
Right? My TikTok name, everybody knows me, Timothy McClanahan. I don't hide nothing. My real name's everything on there. You see, it's real. Quinn.
The Eskimo?
Quinn the Eskimo.
Number 6.
We got a personal relationship now.
We're
got
buds.
Us back, and he's a gentleman. He's very professional, and yes. And the radio station I'm in now, this is awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you rock.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
We've
you
been
rock.
On the Don't air. I've been on the air for over 40 years. 40. 40.
You're a boy.
That's incredible. Yeah. Don't you love his energy?
I do. I love
amazing,
everybody's
though.
Energy. All right, Quinn, take it away.
Too.
What are you going
to
say?
All right, so I'm actually going to sing a song that I wrote just for you. And for all my followers.
Can I videotape that
so,
with your phone?
I'm not even sure if I remember it, to be honest with you. I'm going to do the best I can.
Okay.
I might mess it up because I've only really played it once when I wrote it.
Cool.
And then I was scrounging through my backpack trying to find the words, and I thought I left them at home, but I got them. So,
oh, cool.
And this is kind of like my theme song. So, strolling down the white sand beach, cold rum runner in my hand, fishing pole slung over my shoulder, island life is grand. Well, days like this bring a smile to my eyes, I'm leaving that old rat race. As the waves roll in and my troubles float out, salt air kisses my face, and I'm singing to Ralu, Ralu, Rale. The sun is shining on my face, to Ralu, Ralu, Rale. Another happy day, to Ralu, Rale. this verse for my followers. Yeah, so, because I've been bugging them. Come down
I
and
love
message
it.
Me, you know? So I wrote this for them. They'll laugh. I live in paradise and every day this place touches my soul. If you want my advice, I say pack up your suitcase, get on the road and just go, and you'll be singing Turalu, Ralu, Rale. The sun is shining on our face. Turalu, Ralu, Rale. Another happy day. Turalu, Rale.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, Turalu, Ralu. Turalu, Ralu, Rale.
Woo! We need hand clap music. That is amazing.
kind of a ripoff from Zach Brown, who I love.
I love Zach Brown.
Chicken fry.
Yes.
Right? And toes, knee deep. Yeah, they're just great beach tunes, you know?
Wow.
So I love them. But
well, maybe Lisa can do a duet together.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
What, Lisa, do you have something?
You're so funny when you put people on the spot.
I know.
On the
we'll
radio
be right back. Let's go to that
sing.
Commercial.
Yes, we're going to go.
We got two of them.
Right. Give her a few.
Hollywood Connections, co-host Dawn. Lisa,
looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
March 12, 2021, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., presented by the Chapters Network, Unity and Community at Maple Lane Countryside. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Bowling, food, shoes, music, and VIPs. $50 purchase ticket. Call for reservations at 516-476-6271. We'll see you there.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
That was awesome, man.
And we're back. We're doing some singing behind the scenes here. And so we're so excited. More people are saying they want to hear more of your music. So, you've got something else here. What did you bring?
I do,
this
yeah.
is cool.
So this is
very cool.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I discovered this from my good friend on TikTok, Ethereal and E.
Right, hold on.
Who's a master at this instrument. I'm not at all. I'm just learning, but it's a meditative thing for me. I think it's really cool. It's
I think
got
my
some
girlfriend
good vibes,
does that, so. Jacqueline. Yeah,
but it's called a handpan.
Okay.
And yeah, it's originally I guess it was called a hang drum, and then I don't know. There was patent issues.
Can you hold it up? I know everybody's asking. Yeah, to see it.
I don't know where they can see.
And he's from Bradenton, Florida. If anybody wants to know,
everybody there's see so the blue, many cameras. See the blue lights there, and the blue lights there.
There we go.
So many cameras. I love it. So yeah, but it's cool, and it's almost like a really peaceful steel drum, and it's just tuned to a key. So you know,
look at that.
So this is a minor scale,
wow.
Kind of gives it a little haunting, you know, thing. But that's it. So.
Found our new glitch here.
I know.
We're fixing to do this.
I could fall asleep to that.
Oh, I want you to record some of that for me. I'll be going to bed.
Take that chair right there. Be careful of the cameras. Duck from the camera. Duck.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, what? watch out for the.
Yeah, so that's the hand pan.
Well, watch out for his camera there. We got
a hand pan.
So he's from Bradenton, Florida. He drove all the way over to the station, and we're going to do some more specials. And you guys are collaborating some amazing. Who's? Yeah, let me show the dog. We got to show the dog.
Yeah, this is
the dog.
Sushi is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, she is.
Famous on TikTok, everybody.
Sushi's like.
Well, you know who just walked in? And Johnny, he just wrote a movie that's on actually called Coco, the movie K-O-K-O on Amazon Prime, about a man and a dog. He might like your dog for his next movie. Yeah.
There you go. The story of Tim McClanahan, a man and his dog.
Yes, and we have Darren that just popped in. He's an actor. He's going to be working
What's
with
up,
us
Darren?
On some movies.
Brother?
And he just played guitar, and he's so he just did a Mountain Dew commercial today. Just congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. I know. Sweet. So we've got some exciting things happening. So can you play some more guitar music?
Sure.
Yeah. Any questions, Lisa? Jump in.
Any questions? Well, I mean, we decided that you were quarantined and that's what you want to do, the trip. Have you thought of, doing anything else? Like, a road trip with a bunch of people?
Well, we have some things in the works, I'm going to keep us up a little bit close to the vest right now, because the thing is, I didn't really expect this to happen. It just kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of spinning out of control, so,
nice
so
spinning
we'll
out of control.
So we'll probably just, we definitely have some plans. That's why Tim's here with me. He's kind of helping me, put some thoughts together and some plans together. But we definitely have some big plans to not just go on the road, but to actually do things that will bring a whole bunch of people together in real life.
I had talked to Scott Henry about that before on something, but nobody had it gone through on TikTok. And I know he's a very big TikToker. He's on that Nails TV show as well, Tough as Nails. And so, but you're here. Yeah,
that's cool.
I know, but you're here.
Him,
I know, he's
cool
amazing. Yeah,
very cool guy.
And so I know he's so busy with things, but having all the TikTokers come here or social media and meet someplace and network, that's phenomenal to meet your people that you put your hearts on and you support them on TikTok.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yep.
So
that's cool stuff.
I know we have a few more minutes. You're going to stick with us anyways with our film director that's going to be here. He's going to be talking about his movie Coco. But
what song?
Anything else while we're here? We got about 7 minutes left.
Tim, did you bring your sea harp?
I got my sea harp.
Let's see if we can get Tim to play a little bit of
harmonica. Oh, that would be beautiful. Yeah.
Come on. Pride and joy.
Yeah.
Does he have
come
a mic?
Pride
you're going to have to come over here and sit near me and this mic if you want. But.
Tommy, are we good on the phone?
Yes, please.
And you need to join in, of course. This is just we'll just play another little I think of it as a beach song just because it's kind of chill, but it's not
it
really.
Reminds
it's
me
all
Jimmy
tuned
Buffett.
By the Grateful Dead, actually, I think. That's where I heard it from, but.
It's like Kenny Chesney and
Jimmy Buffett
together.
Kenny Chesney
there you have it.
Too. Yeah.
Well, I need this song
One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups.
Yeah.
Right? You know that one.
Yeah.
No, that one I do not. Grateful Dead, I did it. I was more Doobie Brothers and
you gotta
Stones
you gotta know
like
the Kenny Chesney song that references Bobby McGee though because you love Janis Joplin. So do you know that one?
No.
It's let's see. One bottle of wine, two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. and I fell in love for the first time in my life. Right.
That's a good one. Yeah. We're going to have fun on the sailboat.
That's good. That's
my husband cannot wait to meet him.
Yes, this is going to be epic.
Can you get up here? So I think you need to be closer to the mic.
I can.
Going down the road, not feeling bad. Going down the road, not feeling bad. Going down the road, not feeling bad. Ain't gonna be treated this old way. Going where the climate suits my clothes.
I love that!
Going where the climate suits my clothes, Going where the climate suits my clothes, Ain't gonna be treated this old way. Play me something, Timmy, come on. Tastes like wine. Uh-huh. Go where the water tastes like wine. Go where the water tastes like wine. Ain't gonna be treated this whole way. Now y'all know it. Going down the road. Going down the road, not feeling bad. Going down the road, not feeling bad, bad, bad. We're going down the road, not feeling bad, bad, bad. Ain't gonna be treated this whole way. Just old Quinn singing a tune. You're all catching your groove, groove, groove. Kinda makes you want to move. With island life, you cannot lose. Going down the road, not feeling bad. Going down the road, not feeling bad, bad, bad. Going down the road, not feeling bad, bad, bad. Hey, don't wanna be treated this old way. Treated this all way.
I'll tell you, amazing, it's just beach, man.
that's great.
I have people that book people all around. And so amazing. Do we have any callers yet? We're good. Well, we have about three more minutes. And so any other last words? We'll go around the table, Lisa, for this half hour.
For this half hour, no, but for the next hour, for sure. Please, would you give all your information for people to get a hold of you with everything?
Yep. Everybody knows me. The people that don't know me, I'm Timothy McClanahan. I'm a singer-songwriter out of Southern Oregon, small town, Grants Pass. A little bit of history. My dad grew up with Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley. I inherited his talent, which is not a whole bunch, but I do the best I can. What I do is I go on the road once a year, and I go on a tour. I take young musicians that have talent and take them to the big guys, the big labels.
I love it. We're making you a part of Hollywood Connections.
I don't guarantee nothing. It's up to the artist. What's the worst thing they gain out of it? Here's what they or the worst thing that could happen to them is nothing. They get to go on a 10,000-mile trip on a beautiful tour bus with multi-talented musicians. They will be meeting singer-songwriters in Nashville at the studios. That's what I do. I promote. Come down here to Sarasota. I wanted to see if Quinn was for real, because when he caught my eye on a story, anybody that gives a free trip away, has a piece of my heart.
Okay. All right, we're just making you both a part of the show from now on. Darren's our new reporter as well. Yeah.
Nice, Darren. All right.
Yeah. Show up as a guest, leave as a part of the show.
That's right. We're going to get recruited. I think that means put to work, doesn't it, Tim?
Yeah. Well, you'll get free food and credits.
Well, I wanted to play. There was one of your fans that sent us a song, but I wanted to end with this. And he was supposed to call in, and if he doesn't, we'll get him on another time. But I told him I'd play a little bit of his music, and he is a big fan of Quinn the Eskimo, number six. And he wanted to have the film director hear that as well, maybe for his next score for his movie.
What?
So let's end
That's
the
so
show.
Cool.
I know. And Darren, how are you doing? Well, he gets that. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
For that Kung Fu song? Okay, let's play that. We have 1 minute left
thank you.
Before we introduce the other half hour. We'll be right back. You're good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I had a long drive.
I had a long drive back.
I was up. I didn't get any sleep. I had to go to set about 4 in the morning.
I gotcha. And we're going to go see Ron Rice from Hawaiian Tropic, now owns Havana Sun at Ormond Beach next Tuesday. We have a big meeting with
Please
him and
back
interview.
Some lotion.
I'm trying.
Samples,
I'm trying to
I
do
love
part.
Some lotion.
Okay, and this is for your biggest fan. This is his music. He wanted to have it live. So we'll be back in about 3 minutes with another VIP guest from a film director, Coco, the movie on Amazon Prime. And Jindani, we'll be right back. Let's play that. And this is the second half hour of Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat. You can see it's on the Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube with my co-host,
Lisa V.
Yeah, we're so excited because we have the director from the movie Coco, K-O-K-O. It's on Amazon Prime right now. Everybody that's listening needs to watch it. And it's an amazing, I was in it as a reporter. I'm so honored.
Yes, I remember that.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me here. First of all, thanks to you. Thanks to my cast and crew who walked through me, and now we completed. It's been like a 2 years of journey.
Amazing. Yes. And so, you know, a lot of people want to know, are you going to be working on another project after this?
Yes, we are working on very... Next project has two projects. One is immediate next, and one is next next.
I want to tell you, Darren is an amazing actor. Darren, I want to tell you, he's been in so many films. He's here to Atlanta. He just did a commercial today. I mean, so make sure you get your headshot, another Hollywood Connections.
Sure. Definitely.
And maybe you'll have a feature part for me.
Yeah, definitely.
I know.
You already did feature.
I did.
You are not extra. You are extra feature.
Extra, but I want a speaking part.
Yeah.
I have a list of my acting classes. But anyways, let's go to more of his movie. Do you have any call-ins calling in about the movie, or what else do you want to talk about, how the actors got their part?
Yes, I don't know. Nobody has confirmed yet, but all the friends and Facebook, Instagram people are aware.
So. We're going to have you cheat to the camera because there's the mic and there's the cameras up there. So we need your handsome face looking at our cameras up there.
Oh, okay.
So, there you go. There
so,
you go.
So yeah, it's been a very nice journey after making almost like 20-25 short films. In 2018, I decided to go for the feature film. Then in early 19, we started working on this Coco. I got a very good idea.
I think we might have the trailer. It's K-O-K-O on YouTube, correct? Do you have it up on YouTube?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Right,
it's
yes.
It's a KOKO. And as you just announced, it's on Amazon, and it's free for Amazon Prime members.
Right.
Last night, we put it on Tubi also. So if somebody don't have Amazon Prime, they can watch free on Tubi also.
Did you hear this amazing artist play?
Yeah.
I know. We got to get him in your next movie.
Yeah.
I know. You got a promoter behind you. He can help promote the movie.
Motor gun, guitar, and an actor, yeah.
And that was K-O-K-O, the movie. Okay, let's go to the trailer of Coco, and we're going to discuss what it's all about.
I love you, Coco. Losing my parents, losing Jessica, I can finally put all that behind me. You understand, don't you, girl?
I'm in love.
I'm surely hoping that this isn't some kind of publicity stunt.
Don't I have a right to marry who I want?
It's kind of been a debate about who you can marry. But a dog?
Jessica Evans, will you do me the honor of becoming my wife?
And with this raise, we can go honeymoon in Europe.
She's here for me. I'm here for her.
Dude.
We have to take drastic cuts.
Neither of us did anything to mistreat or abuse, or even were unfaithful to the women we loved.
Oh my God, he's gonna propose!
Coco, will you marry me?
Don't marry a dog, it's an animal. Human beings don't marry animals.
Baby, please marry me instead of Coco, please!
That the Constitution guarantees marriage equality, and slowly, an entire country realize that love is love.
I'm in love. I'm in love.
I will present evidence showing people all over the world being allowed to marry animals.
This morning, at Judge Miriam Howard's courthouse, a very bizarre civil rights case will unfold.
I've never felt this bond with anyone else before. She's there for me. And I'm there for her. That's what it means to be in love.
Now I'm in love. I'm in love.
They can't actually expect you to entertain these senseless ideas.
I'm in love.
And we're back, and that's the movie Coco, K-O-K-O, on Amazon Prime. It's free right now for Amazon Prime members.
Yeah, and also it's on Tubi. Yeah, so Tubi is also free for any movie. Just go on Tubi. TubiTV.com.
Right.
And just search Coco, you'll be there. No login required, no subscription required. You can watch TV.
And also, you've won some awards. Tell us about the awards that you've won.
Yes, so far, when it was in screenplay phase, we got a couple script award also, one US best screenplay award also we got. And after completing the film, we got several, like five, six or more than that, recognition by the festival. They accepted this film. And we got three nominations from British Film Festival in
UK. Congratulations.
And we got one award, a Film Critic Award from New Jersey One Festival. And recently we got in last month, St. Pete Sunshine City Film Festival. And there we got...
Oh, that's a hand clap, Tommy. Tommy, we got to find that hand clap.
Yeah.
Woo! Yay! There we go.
We did it.
So, and in St. Pete Sunshine City Film Festival, there we got Audience Choice Award. And as a filmmaker, Audience Choice Award matters a lot.
Well, what I love about movies and you always put yourself in the movie. And I can't tell the part that he's in, but it's, right. I'm like, oh, there's a Johnny. Yeah. He wrote himself in the script. So that's how you do it. You become a director, you write yourself in the movie, and then you get your own cameo part.
Actually, that's my first thing. Like, I started my journey being an actor.
Right.
So I'm from the theater background. So I'm an actor first. So when I started making film, so,
and he's really good. He's amazing. Yeah.
But let me tell you, it's if you see my all the roles, I casted myself, which is tougher than casting you.
Right.
Of course.
Because I have to think overall, and I have to also think like people should not think I have casted because it's my film.
Right.
So it's my double responsibility if I'm casting myself. So many short films, so many things, I have not casted because I was not suitable.
Well, the movie's about a man that has unconditional love for a dog. And there's a protesting that goes on in the yes. movie. And they're like, you can't marry a dog. And, you know, and it's about the unconditional love. Now, I will tell you, I have a Jack Russell and a Bichon Poo. And I love my Bichon Poo. But my Jack Russell, Sandy, she is the most loving, unconditional love. I mean, I give her kisses. I mean, she snores into my ear. And she cuddles me like a child. And so, but I get it. Of the unconditional love.
Yes.
And you've had, it's been a controversy on some people. They're
week it got into controversy because of some misunderstanding. But let me tell you.
And that's why we're here, to let them know.
Yeah. And here, like, let me tell you, like, when you love somebody, at one time you think, like, okay, what the best I can tribute?
Right.
What I can return. So you have heard the story about so many people give the property, so many people write the trust or something you can make. This guy came up with idea like, okay, hey, love and marriage is the like highest form of tributing somebody your love.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he accepted like, hey, why not I can marry? And you know, like the only thing is some conservative, some mean-minded people, they don't understand the real
they don't have
of
a
love,
dog that the they logic, love unconditionally. The
and they don't understand the logic.
Logic and don't understand the what the significance of the marriage is. Just a union. It's nothing to do with sex or
doesn't,
something.
So, doesn't.
But if you connect, then they become mad. But it's all about the tribute to your love.
Amen.
And and that's why if you see in the film, if you read the character, he didn't go to court directly. He went to church first because church also, like once he was in the heard the preaching and priest told
and
told
that
about
was Andrew Kranz. That's a good friend of ours, another film director. And so, Lisa's in the movie. She's got a little part singing.
She was singing singer in that dog bar scene.
Yeah,
that's the stress, the whole song scene. Yeah,
amazing. So, you know, when you write as a director, you know, please jump in, anybody that's here, and ask questions about artists and scores for movies. And I know these guys want to send their scores in as well. You would be great. I mean, if you're looking for a beach singer like Jimmy Buffett and Kenny Chesney all together, you got it right here.
Right, there's the next movie. But yes, everybody call in 727-441-3000.
And you got Darren that's like Superman.
Yeah. Super everything.
Yeah, so any questions?
I can't even, and I'm like, oh
All right, go. And it's like, oh, no, we can't. All right, go. I mean, God is just working.
Any other questions?
Amen.
Anybody have a question?
Today on set, we had 12 people I spoke to, and I woke them up with this COVID thing. I woke them up with everything for God. And they're just like, yo, you're right. I mean, I have people that I've worked with for 20 years. I've been an actor since I was 18, so I'm 38. So 20 years, I've been working with the same production people, and they're just like, dude, you're right, bro. I never even realized that. So it's just waking them up. Little by little.
Right, and so you have, you know, there's a lot of film festivals. We always tell everybody to get involved, and we actually put ours to the International Christian Film Festival, the show, and we'll know in May, and there's a lot of celebrities. But you're involved with Sun's Screen International with Tony Armour. There's so many things that you're going to be doing. What else would you like to tell everybody?
Yeah, it's this film is made for every age. It's across the border, in anywhere if you are. Any gender, if you are, you should watch this film. You will love this film. It's all about soulmate, love, unconditional love. Right. So everybody will enjoy. Just it's not a very like a great Hollywood kind of film.
It was heartwarming. Now, I did watch the whole movie. Yeah. And of course, I did a little video afterwards because when he's talking about the dog and I had Sandy next to me. I'm like, oh, Sandy, I love you so much. So you have to watch this movie. It does.
Yeah. And you're right. Like I heard like on Amazon Prime, there are so many people are writing the reviews and all.
Right.
So far, we are almost like more than 65 something reviews.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We are going like a 4.5 ratings
Wait,
now.
Where's your dog? Here. Can you put him on Johnny's lap real quick?
Yeah.
And Johnny, look at this one.
She's more popular than I am, man.
He's very popular on TikTok.
Like, her face is like, all right, I'm ready to go.
So now we are like in promoting. So I heard so many dog lovers or any kind of animal lover, they love this film a lot.
Trust me, I know. I get it. Awesome. Because like I said, if you watch the movie, you have
they
a pet.
They can relate, yeah.
Right.
They can relate.
Not a goldfish. You have to have a fluffy.
Not a hamster, gerbil.
You got to have a cat or dog.
People have to understand too that, you know, if people love God as much as they do, they shall not judge. Right. I mean, and they're judging on things they're not even aware of, and it's aggravating because if we talk about God, but people are like, well, we don't want to talk about God. Well, guess what? You're going against my religion. You're going against my beliefs. You're going against what we're doing. And I just stand down and be like, you know what? That's I can't go against your free will, but don't go against other free will.
Right. We can agree to disagree and still remain friends. Yes, I literally I posted my friend loves President Trump, and there's a big truck that rides around, has all the flags.
I love President Trump.
I posted a photo for her. People message me, cursing me. Mm-hmm. I said, well, then block me. I'm just posting a photo for somebody who liked it. Because I said, if I see him again, I'm going to take a photo. Amen. So I'm standing there like this with a bicep. Amen. And there's the Trump train. And everyone was like, go Trump. And then next thing you know, I was blocking people because they're getting ugly. You don't have to be ugly. Where's the respect that we used to have to disagree? It's
cool. We got to get rid of the evil.
I've been to Donald Trump's home.
We got to get rid of the evil because, you know, this country is under God. The Constitution says under God. God, not under the devil.
But you know what? You're talking about Donald Trump. I was at his Mar del Lago. I was at a major fashion show back in the days, and it was gorgeous. Oh, my God. We went on somebody's yacht. I don't remember who, but so who knows?
I was going to be a smart aleck, but I can't because we'll get a definite
SEC. I know.
SEC.
We're not going there.
You know where I'm going.
This is about Coco.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
So do you have a question for our amazing director?
No, I'm just reading my comments about what he's saying. Actually, it's pretty cool. You know, people are just responding and they're listening. Like, and so one of my followers in here just said, I lost it. They're just scrolling so fast, but they said they just had. Oh, it was Terry. Yeah, Terry Rosenblum said she just had to put her dog to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's something that so many people have to go through. You know, and it is a really hard thing. And So I'm sure this movie is going to really touch a lot of people.
Well, amen. I do have to say, we had a Jack Russell that my husband, that was his daughter, that was, I want to tell you, he loved this Jack Russell so much, and he got the movie. But anyways, when Sandy went down, it was like her last leg, you know, and I was going to work, and she looked at him, and he said, if you want to go to heaven now, you can. And she looked at him, and she just passed away in his arms.
Oh, my God.
I want to tell you, and my heart just sunk. It was like, oh my gosh. And that was his daughter. Now we have her on the fireplace, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when people love pets, you know, we even have a pet show here at the station. Right. And
the owner has two dogs that I met by accident one day when I thought I was going to be stuck in the bathroom. They were big standard poodles. They're gorgeous.
So that's what happened to the character, the protagonist, Randy.
Right.
When you are in love, you don't see what's wrong or what's right. You just do love.
Amen.
For love.
That's amen.
You can't define love with another word.
Right.
Amen.
What you are doing, I love.
Amen.
Are you right? Amen. Are you wrong? No, I love.
That's right. All. Yeah, that's amen.
Exactly. So that's the exact definition. Yes, there is no replacement word.
Now, Darren, do you do that with your dogs? Like when?
Oh man, I bought my mom two puppies, two Labradors, and because my dog, my brother, my mother's dog, Sly, well, it was all our dogs. He died, but he was 15, and he was fallen. You know, he was hurt. Right there, you have to put him down. You know, because it's cruelty to the animals. But the two Labradors, they have Knight, which is an angel of God, because he's Knight is to me is Batman.
Okay, so it's a dark angel.
And Oliver, which is Ollie, she calls him Ollie, and he talks like crazy. He talks, he holds conversations.
Mine says, I have a video, and Johnny, I'm going to send you. My dog says, I was looking at him one day, and he said, rah, rah, rah. And he went, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have it on video.
Mine sang, I'll find it. Mine had a mastiff, and she sang Happy Birthday. We were singing, and next thing you know, somebody got it. She was like, mwah, mwah, mwah. And we're like, she is singing Happy Birthday. It was the coolest
and
thing.
And dogs smile. How many times you see dogs actually smile?
Yeah. Oh,
all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Just now somebody has posted, one of guy, he's watching Coco. And they have a dog.
And they're watching it.
They're watching. Not only that, whenever the dog comes on the screen, they go run to the on the TV.
Yeah, like the
and they are talking to the Coco.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I want to thank you. You had dedicated at the end of the film, or the beginning of the film, I remember, two of our actors that passed away.
Yeah.
And they were a big part of this as well.
Yeah. They influenced my filmmaking career, not in the part of the Coco. But this is the time I thought I should give them tribute. One is like Richard Stefanik.
Right.
We discussed a lot, couple with him on the script and some modifications, some scenes, something. But he left us before we start the shooting. Other person is Carl.
Right, Carl.
He was on the first few shooting, and then he passed away.
Right.
After that.
That was amazing that you dedicated that film to them as well.
They have very
and
much influenced
on
my.
And of course, your mother.
Of course, that's no mention.
You
cannot have a film director that does not dedicate a film to his mother. That's real love.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wow. You know, another thing I want to ask you. People ask me all the time, and we're just dealing with this situation now. You know, when somebody wants to write a script and they need to get investors, they don't have anybody to write the script, or they do, and then people want $4,000, $5,000. What is your advice to people out there, and I know someone's listening that needs to hear this, about writing scripts, and then you can't do anything to get it to an investor unless you have the screenplay, correct? Or
yes,
what is your opinion?
Yeah, actually the screenplay is the basic, because that's the way you can talk to somebody like, hey, this is the full screenplay. You have to show how far you are, and unless until you didn't take first step, how you expect people should come forward.
Right.
So you have to take one step, then people will come close to you.
Do you pay somebody to write a screenplay?
It's a commitment, but I have not paid cash yet. But as the money will come, then...
So if the movie takes off, they get a percentage of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's another way. Okay, that confirms something that we were working on as well.
Sue's good. I have I can write the script up. Sue's vision is that... I have a vision of the principal, and then I'm going to build this frame where the horse will actually turn the pages to actually read the book, and we'll have him speak, or we don't have him speak, depending on what Sue wants. But Sue wants something like brand, I'm talking about off the wall.
We're
going to
talk about that. We have another meeting on Monday.
Right.
Yeah, I got something that we're working
and
on.
And I just need to get that vision locked down between everyone, and then I can just write it up.
Right, we got an idea.
Because that's the thing where you take, that's your product. Right. To sell.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you should have something product. The how good product you have, right. the more you can sell.
Is it hard to find investors? I mean, how, with Coco, did you have some people invest in the movie, or was that your own? Or do you tell people if you have your own money? I know we have to go to Lisa's shout outs here in a minute. If you have your own money, is it better to invest it in yourself with the movie?
That's the best way to start with.
Okay.
Because if you don't believe, if you don't put your money, how you can expect people, somebody else will put their money in your dream?
Wow.
So definitely you have to be initiative. Mm-hmm. You have to put forward.
Okay, and then always, I think we have a few more minutes left. What is the website for Coco?
CocoTheMovie.com.
CocoTheMovie.com.
And that's the CocoTheMovie is everywhere. On Facebook, Instagram.
On my page,
everywhere. It's a Coco the movie. Yes.
I got you. And I know we have to give some shout outs to some of our sponsors as well.
Yes.
That we have commercials. Elisa's got those shout outs.
Yes,
and we'll be right back.
I do.
All right, 106.1 FM. I'm doing shout outs right now. We have shout outs for Yanitza and Kelly from Dollar General. I had to get some sanitizer and they grabbed it for me and were the best and nicest people ever. And also, God will put people in your way. And
and you got another one behind, I know.
Yeah. He did. Like, you have no, I'm like about to faint with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But Mark Welch from Kitchen Bath Creations LLC. I was driving and I see the company truck and the back lights out. So I call him and I said, "Hey, your back light's out." And he said, "What? I just replaced that 2 weeks ago." Well, an hour after our phone call finishes, because we realize God will put people in your path. And this is exactly the text that he sent me after we spoke. He said, right here, he goes, "It was a blessing to get your call. Absolutely fortuitous that I just repaired that light 2 weeks ago and it went out again. And the day you call me, God is amazing. Not because I feel like you may help our business grow, but because I feel a spiritual connection with a perfect stranger. We were meant to connect.
Wow.
Thank you for seeing the light and listening to your gut to make a simple call." Now, hold on. This is the best part.
Awesome.
Light. Let me show you the t-shirt that I put on. It is the light, not our darkness, that frightens us most.
That's
what I was wearing. So when I literally say, those of you, never, ever, God will put somebody in your path to get you, and you've got to receive it.
Amen.
Also, don't block a blessing, because maybe somebody's never bought somebody lunch. Maybe somebody never took somebody to do something nice, and God is teaching them to bless them. Amen. Preach it.
Amen. Yes.
Literally, you changed my life in church. God said to her, "She needs to be on your radio show." Little did she know, 5 years earlier, I thought I drank too much wine. And I had a dream that I'm sitting, singing Janis Joplin in a radio station. And I did it on her show in the same outfit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Awesome. Amen. So
everybody will tell, I got hit the job from him in the studio.
And a commercial.
So
God
please,
is King of Kings.
Give it to God. You will never, ever stress. If it's not of God, it's stressful as heck. That's all I can say. Everything with God is peace and love. Trust me, I had a bad car accident that literally, he said, "That's not to hurt you. It's to get you where I need to get you." And now for 30 days, I cannot work. So I'm going to finish my book and my song and my documentary. There we are. There we are.
Amen.
That's it. Amen. God,
he's the King of Kings. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings.
Enough about me. But hello.
And I do have to shout out. I do have to shout out as well.
Yes.
We have a 37-foot Endeavor sailboat that we're getting ready to put in production movies, and it's almost done. And we have a dinghy if anybody's interested. So we're going to be doing charters on Sunkist Charters. We're an LLC now. And so, and John, if you want to do a boat scene with a movie, we've got a sailboat as well. And we're going to go around the room here and just introduce it. And Johnny, give the website one more time.
Yeah. It's Coco, K-O-K-O, themovie.com. And K-O-K-O, the movie is our ID at Facebook, Instagram. So connected to us.
It's out now, right now.
Yeah.
It's out.
It's out right now.
Somebody just said they saw it and they loved it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's give them a comment. Tell them to go to Amazon Prime and leave a comment.
It's on the Amazon Prime. It's on the Tubi.
Yes.
Watch it, rate it, review it, and let me know so that we can correct for the next project.
It's awesome.
And my team, Quinn, just really loves
yes.
your story.
Here we go. Microphone by Quinn.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. And so, Quinn, give your website one more time.
Oh, yeah. It's what is it? I forgot. QuinnTheEskimoRocks.com.
Yes. And he's doing a contest to Florida.
Oh.
So, yeah. You know, maybe in the future we could have a walk-on part for a contest in a movie, yeah. Like as an extra.
Yeah. Oh, that
would
that
be fun?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like that.
And for those of you who don't have a church, need a church, they're online. This church literally saved my life. That's in the documentary. www.beaminghope.org.
Pastor
when
Joe?
I say Pastor Joe and Pastor the crew over there, I didn't know what talking in tongues was. I didn't know Holy Spirit. Well, let me tell you, when it hits you, it will hit you. You could have offered me $5 trillion to stand when he said, in Jesus' name, he said, boop. And I said, bam. And I woke up 45 minutes later and had... It was like a whole new outlook when God touches you and says, "Look, I'm not done with you yet." No matter what you think, it's the most amazing thing.
We also have to explain too that
yes, we got microphone here. Nobody can hear you.
Pastor Joe is
he's amazing. He's amazing, but also when he does that, that's the Holy Spirit going
yes.
into you.
Yep.
Because people have questioned that is he doing that? Is it no. The Holy Spirit is doing that because people think it's not real. It's totally
right.
real.
Exactly.
It's totally real.
When it hits you, you yep. can't stop it. And that
that's right.
was the scariest thing.
That's
is
right.
You're trying to go, what? And it's like the whole, if we would just let God do his job,
that's
I
right.
promise you, we would have no problem.
Just let him do it.
Listen to that gut. It's yeah. never wrong.
Don't fight him because he doesn't yeah. need help. Because then it's not, that's not God. That's yeah. the devil.
Right. And back to, we only have two yes. minutes. And back to Coco. Yes. So what are your plans coming up? What do you want to do? We have we're watching the clock, 6:57.
Yes. Currently, I'm very busy in promoting the Coco because that's the kind of your baby got born.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you suffer during pregnancy, that's okay. But now baby is born.
Right.
You just can't let it be on the street.
Right.
So that's the phase I'm going through.
2 minutes.
So asking the people to go, rate, review. And once it will be so that after certain month, it will be self-developing.
Perfect.
It will get
Amen.
Into the line of the way on the popularity film.
Right.
So that's what we are coming up. But parallelly, whenever I'm getting time, we are working on one film called Proof of Concept.
Okay.
So like how when you go to the director or any film institute, you make one proof of concept.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the proof of concept is the title of the next film.
Proof of concept.
We are working on that.
Okay.
And,
so we're going to send Quinn's information over and his music.
And
you got a promoter
that
there?
That one we will start in June or July sometime.
Oh, perfect. Oh, okay. Yeah. And we also have Laughter Lines.
Yes.
Is it still up on YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And Over the Moon, your other movie that won awards at the same time.
Over the Moon is the web series
amazing.
On the YouTube.
That's
and
so
there
cool.
are just
oh,
a search by my name and Jani Pandey on the YouTube. You'll
right.
see my all the other short films. And some short films are on the Amazon also. So...
Awesome.
And also, when we did Millionaire Billionaire, you were in the scene as well. We were down at the boating, but I only have a couple seconds. And it was so funny because I said to one of our actors, and I said, so what were you before you were a millionaire? And he goes, a billionaire. Cute. It's up on Laughter Lies called Millionaire.
Yeah.
Billionaire. So anyways, I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor
Amen.
In your life. Watch things
Amen.
Happen. And on TikTok, we want to thank everybody for watching and supporting Quinn, the Eskimo number 6. He's right here all the way from Bradenton, Florida. And Chrissy, she was here helping us out with the marketing as well in the other room, in the engineer room. Goodbye, everybody. Good night. God bless you. We'll see
you
next week. We're excited.
Yeah. Amen.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.